Yeah, so that's why the federal government could afford to do both, to spend more into the economy and also provide some additional tax cuts if it wants to sort of create more jobs and see more activity, because unlike a household, it can spend more and take in less at the same time and still end up all right. Whereas if you and I went around doing that time after time, oh, I'm going to take fewer hours this week. I'm not going to work as much. I'm going to let my hours fall and my income will go down. And oh, by the way, I'm going to spend more as well. We'd run into real problems. But because the federal government isn't like a household, it isn't like a city like Detroit. It's not like Puerto Rico. It's not like the state of Kansas. The federal government is where the money comes from. So because, you know, and everybody actually deep down in their core, they know this. Everyone knows that that Congress has the power of the purse. We use the term, the power of the purse. And somehow we just sort of don't connect the dots and come to fully appreciate what that means, which is that they can never run out of money and we can.